One of agriculture's top Democrats says he'd like to see his party do more to court the backing of more voters in rural America. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack spoke at a Washington Post event on Tuesday. There he touched on a wide variety of topics ranging from the nation's opioid abuse to his tenure as secretary, where he is the only remaining original Obama cabinet member. While rural America has traditionally been a Republican stronghold, Vilsack says there's votes there for the taking.
I think the Democratic Party has to look inward a little bit and has to begin understanding that rural voters are still up for grabs. I don't think you can assume that they are monolithic in terms of their political persuasion. I think what happens in rural areas, there are a lot of folks who are Democrats, but who, if they live in a predominantly rural Republican area, maybe not be very vocal. But if you have a candidate who speaks to rural voters, that empowers individuals at the local level to get active.
Issues related to poverty are typically thought to be relegated to urban centers, but Vilsack said that just isn't the case.
And you have folks who live in small towns who are not necessarily related to agriculture, who want to know, how am I going to afford childcare? How am I going to pay for my kids' college education? How do I get a minimum wage that actually will support my family? There are real opportunities for Democrats to speak directly to rural voters.
Vilsack offered a few examples from recent memory of the value of rural voters in his home state. He pointed out that in the 2000 presidential race, Democratic nominee Al Gore won Polk County in Iowa, which is the home to Des Moines and many urban voters, by 10,000 votes. However, he lost a single rural Iowa county by 10,000 votes. Gore went on to win the state but lost his protective margin from Iowa's most urban county with the results from just one rural county. Vilsack also noted that the rural vote played a big role in his own gubernatorial reelection.
I traveled, I went, I invested in those rural areas, and I picked up actually more rural counties in my reelect than in my first election. So that's why I'm a strong believer in this. And I think if the Democrats can do this more effectively, then I think we'll see more victories on those statewide races, more victories in those congressional races and in those legislative races.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.